Olympics, John.
Quickly, before we go, Cliff Saunders is on the line with us from Milwaukee, and I want him to respond to this chanting sound of hysterical cheeseheads. Cliff Saunders, sports talk radio host, 1250 Milwaukee. Cliff, bring Brett back. That's the word from Milwaukee, right?
That's the word from the fans. There have been a lot of websites that have been fired up, like SaveBrettFavre.net or BringBackBrettFavre.com. I would say that they are probably the minority of fans, but they're a very vocal minority, and certainly over the last 48 hours, they are getting their money's worth, that's for sure.
The hype associated with Brett Favre's return to the Packers, and he's going to compete for his quarterback job this season, it appears, is like nothing I've ever seen. But do you think Favre is doing himself any favors with this move, Cliff?
No, he's not doing himself any favors whatsoever. And in fact, the latest is there's now a website report out there that is saying that Brett realizes that he may not actually be able to go through 100% with coming back to the Green Bay Packers because he knows the kind of damage that has already been done to the locker room, where it's literally fractured. You have one half of the team that seems to be on one side of the issue and one half seemingly on the other. So his image has taken a big hit, at least outside Green Bay. There are a very large portion of Packer fans who have called my show and who have said, I'm a Brett backer, but Brett's embarrassing me right now.
You know, in terms of going out on a high note, you know, why didn't he choose the David Beckham route where, you know, you go to the Canadian League or something, take a big contract, you know, save somebody's franchise in another league somewhere and make a lot of money?
Well, interestingly enough, that may be, John, what winds up happening, because it may turn out to be in the end that Brett Favre does get forced to accept a trade to either a Tampa Bay, which could use him, or even the New York Jets, the team that I grew up rooting for, being a native New Yorker, because the Packers, I'm telling you right now, there is no way they trade him to Minnesota or Chicago because they play those teams two times every year. Well, they will never give Brett the chance to beat them twice in a year.
Cliff, we got to go, but if you want to hear some whining on sports radio, you should listen to the Jets fans talking about the possibility of Favre coming for a season of sort of sadness and bad performance. The Jets definitely don't want him, the Jet fans anyway. Cliff Saunders, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Cliff Saunders, sports talk radio host of 1250 Milwaukee, talking about the Brett Favre issue. You know, going out on a high note, it's an issue for any athlete. My wife actually weighed in on this one and said they told Jimmy Connors to retire, but he didn't, and he came back and did an incredible run at the U.S. Open at age 39.
You know what, John, when it comes to sports, everybody has an opinion, and as for the future, everyone could potentially be right. But here at the takeaway,
no, everybody can't be right.
No, potentially. No, I'm saying potentially
everybody
someone
can't be right.
No, I said everyone equally, it seems, could potentially be right.
No, you're either right or you're wrong. No, we can't argue about this.
No.
We can't. I'm going to go insane. On today's show, we're talking about the 17th International AIDS Conference in Mexico City and the problem with AIDS here in America. We're also following the rising oil and falling oil prices. We heard again from Frogs and you too.
Yes, we did. And if there's any issue that has you, your friends, your family talking, tell us about it. Here's the takeaway for today.
That's not Barry White. That's Frogs.
That's Frogs. Yeah, there's the takeaway for you.
A serious response. Pez on our website says, how can you quantify an age to expose children to ugly realities? That was a conversation we had with Stephen Dubner this morning. Don't kids develop emotionally at different rates? That's absolutely true. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.